Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today, and I'm sitting with the winner of the Beef Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award winner. That goes to Trey Denny of the Detroit FFA chapter in Texas. Trey, what an honor. What's going through your mind right now?
Well, it hasn't really set in just yet, but it's a great honor to be here and definitely be able to win this this award. So,
let's learn a little bit more about your SAE. Tell us about it.
Well, I actually have 11 of them. Started at a very young age, growing up on a cow-calf operation. I have commercial cattle. I've got commercial bulls, and then I also have registered Red Angus as well. So,
how did you get started doing all of this?
Well, like I said, I was born on a 1,000-acre cow-calf operation, and my grandfather gifted me 3 head of commercial cattle at the age of 2. To a lot of people, that seems kind of young, but not for somebody that's going to stay with it. And that's kind of where it all started, but for my commercial SAE anyways. And USDA loan helped me obtain my first foundation head for my Red Angus SAE.
What sort of adversity have you faced as a young producer?
You know, I've been very, very blessed to have a great backing in just about every aspect, but, you know, I guess the weather probably where I'm from Northeast Texas, if it's not, you know, burning hot, it's freezing cold and wet, and so I think the weather plays the biggest part of anything, so.
Who have been some of your role models? It sounds like your dad and your grandpa, but who else?
This lady standing over here is my mother and my ag teacher as well. She's been able to push me along, and, you know, being an ag teacher, she knew what needed to be done, and I thank her just for everything that's been offered to me.
When did you have that moment when you decided that you could get a National Proficiency Award? When did you want to run?
I guess right out of high school. I ran at the state level for several years and wasn't able to pass and get on to the next level. And over those years, I just built my herd up to where I thought I was able to run and hopefully bring home a national title. So.
It sounds like you have a really strong support system. What advice have you received from them to help you keep you going?
Well, you know, it's hard to break it down to just one thing, but being born into a ranching family, I think advice is more given as structural criticism in a lot of areas. You know, maybe not just sitting down and somebody telling me what to do, but showing me how to live the right life and to take care of animals and, you know, just stuff like that.
You are an entrepreneur, obviously. What does entrepreneurship mean to you?
You know, for me, I think it is somebody going out and maybe starting a business like I did. And I sat down and decided, hey, this is what I wanted to do. And about the age of 13, I actually started raising and marketing show cattle. And it continued on and through commercial as well. And I was able to maybe, you know, start a reputable business that I can carry on for the future.
So at such a young age, you were successful. But can you tell me about a moment when you struggled and had to overcome that?
Oh, man, there's been so many along the road. But, you know, I grew up showing cattle, and I was able to actually catch a Houston calf scramble calf. And I had a market show steer for the scramble show, and I had him for 2 days, and he broke his jaw. Had to have that screwed and wired back in. He had 3 teeth on his bottom jaw just about. And then we had to do a rumen transplant on him 6 months down the road, and we fought that calf every day to keep him alive, and he ended up winning the market steer show for the scramble calves, and I was also able to actually place with him in the Houston steer show as well. So that was a great achievement, I guess.
On the flip side, you know that agriculture producers really have to struggle in order to succeed. What would you say has been your highest success so far?
Definitely this, honestly. You know, I don't guess I realized how prestigious it was until I got to National Convention. Then be able to win it is just unbelievable, and just like to thank everybody that helped me along the way. So,
what is next for you?
Next, be continue on and go pursue an animal science degree from the Texas A&M University, and maybe do a master's or even a doctorate later on down the road, but maybe one day inherit my grandfather's ranch and take that over and try to broaden some spectrums and just take that over ultimately, I guess. So,
Trey, one final thing. The theme or message around this year's convention is, how will you change the world? What are you doing to change the world?
Well, hopefully through this, my SAEs, I like to think that I'm marketing a great beef SAE and getting, you know, great beef out on the market for consumers to buy. And I think that ultimately is the goal for any beef producers. So,
a big congratulations goes out to Trey Denny of the Detroit FFA chapter in Texas. He's just been named the National Beef Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award winner. This report is sponsored by Merck Animal Health and Robo Agri Finance. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.